Strange things are afoot at the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to hang out with you for an undisclosed amount of time and drink beers. We're going to drink some good beers, craft beers, indie beers, all the beers. And we're going to talk about beers that we're drinking the past week. Some beer releases that we are looking out for, you should look out for, and our listeners, they're so cool. What? They're just so cool.
What?
They leave us audio messages and we play them. That's fun. So all that's coming up, plus some geeky news that we find interesting. And before we started this officially, we were hanging out on what we like to call the tailgate.
Yeah.
And drinking a couple beers, and somebody didn't check their dates. Oh.
Wasn't me.
Too soon.
Oh. Yeah. And there was a six-pack of Cano Bliss from Oscar Blues, a hazy IPA. I got it from Whole Foods. That beer hasn't been out very long, so I didn't bother to check today. I was like, well, this beer's fine. It's barely been out. Things from April, and it tastes old. It tastes like it's even older than it's from April.
420, bro.
Damn it. I'm screwed. I got five more of those things I gotta freaking gut through now. Ooh,
this next one scares me because it says best by 10/7/19. It gives you a whole 4 months to enjoy it.
Oh.
It's time and we start shotgunning these things.
We also had a label refreshed Union Jack from Firestone Walker.
Yeah, it's punk.
It was Union Jack.
They got me.
Yep, they got old Matt. Ooh, label refresh. And it opens it up. Same Union Jack.
And it was, I was like, I could put up with the lager, but it had Easy Jack, Union Jack, and the Kashmir XPA, or their hoppy whatever one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's on sale. It was about $1.25 a beer.
Perfect.
So
that's a good day.
Mm-hmm. So that was our tailgate beers.
Hashtag budget buys.
The first new beer on the show is from Dry Dock Brewing back there in Colorado. Donated to the show from our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine. It's just Dry Dock's Hazy IPA. Dry Dock's one of those old school brewers that we just name it the style. What's the name of this beer?
Hazy IPA.
It's a hazy.
Hey, you got any hazies on draft right now?
We do.
Just the hazy.
What do you call it?
Hazy.
Oh, I guess I'll have that.
Not getting a whole lot of aroma?
It's juicy, as Scotty B would say.
It's pineapple juicy.
Pineapple, mm-hmm. Grapefruity. I'm getting more grapefruit.
I will let you know in a minute.
Okay. It's nice, though. Nice beer.
Okay, Buck. Okay, Buck.
So there you go. We're all reset. We're all ready to go. We're going to have some fun. Glad you're here with us.
Woo!
Culture. Culture.
Hashtag stop the haze.
Nick?
What?
Nick? What's culturally interesting you?
This is more... missing out on hashtag
missing out on beers.
So last week, the 13th,
sure,
there was an event. Mikey, you might be familiar with this area of Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley.
Oh, was it the vegan beer fest that you're supposed to go to?
Damn, it's kind of that last week too.
Kind of east of Santa Cruz, kind of northeast of Santa Cruz.
They have a hops and barley festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Great.
Is that just a clever way of saying beer?
Sounds nice.
Hops and barley festival.
But then also...
It's just... There's no beer at all. It's just like...
it's the wrong ingredients.
It's literally hops and barley.
It's like, a buyer's festival.
Yeah. They're like, woo! All the bros are like, what's going on?
It's like to sample our grain.
Hey! No, check man. Out my vines.
Well, beer!
Yeast samples, free yeast samples.
Yeah, mmm. Taste some yeast. Always delicious. I could tell this one's going to ferment.
It's going to ferment well.
Real well. So, yeah, does that happen? Did you go?
I did not go, but I'm going to go next year because they also mixed in a little bit of a Volkswagen car show.
Oh,
the Brews Festival.
They're trying to pull you guys in. Because you guys are South Central Coast. Uh-huh. They're trying to pull you into the North Central Coast.
They might just work if that happens again.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know if this happens every year or if this was a spontaneous combustion. Volkswagen.
Get it? Ghost Volkswagen. Spontaneous.
That's right.
Well, did one break down so the other stopped?
That's probably what happened. Hey, guys, there's beer. Let's just stay here for a while.
And they're like, also, there's Volkswagens.
Hey, looky here.
Also, Volkswagen Festival.
Looking out for
all right.
Car show brew festivals. Also missed out on BottleLogic's release of the archive, the Stasis 5. They tapped into, I'm guessing, bottles they couldn't sell, a.k.a. their cellar.
Their cellar.
Of vintage stouts that they haven't moved. And their hashtag was hashtag stout weather in July.
Ooh. They're trying to appeal to you.
Uh-huh.
They're like, another one. It is stout weather.
Another one. So... July 2020. Mark your calendars.
All right.
I'll be brew festiving. Festivaling.
You saw the ones you want to go to this year, and you're like, right?
Well, no.
Just got to start setting up for next year now.
Yeah.
2020, yeah. July. Nick is booked.
I could probably get up the courage to leave the house in a year.
Build it up. Start building up now.
Yeah.
Start looking at Trivago or whatever. Start comparing prices. Thanks, Captain
Obvious.
Yeah,
I'll go a little farther each week, and then maybe in a year I'll be up to 100 mile range of leaving the house.
Might make it to Modesto in a year.
Ooh, yeah, they got a brew fest.
I think so.
Great.
There's that one that one's I think in Turlock. That Central
Valley Brew Fest. Oh, the Central Valley.
Central Valley Brew Fest.
Not ours.
No. Damn it. But we are. Gonna have somebody was asking us, I think it might have been Chew, or Fontana Jim, about a beer week in Fresno, and we don't have one, but aren't they working on one?
I think they're trying to build this ale trail. Mm-hmm. I'm using air quotes right now. Ale trail first. And if they can do that, which I don't think they will, if they could do that, then they'll probably have a beer week.
Okay.
But for some reason, this ale trail is the...
Hey God, they're just locked on this ale leaping trail business.
Off point, yeah.
Gotta hit this ale trail. It's everything, guys. Ale trail. Have you got any ale trail stamps?
No.
Matt, have you given out stamps for the ale trail?
Yep.
There you go. Stamp.
Because here locally, I think it's happened other places where you get a little passport and you go around to the breweries and the... area downtown and
downtown.
Stamp.
It is. It's only downtown breweries.
Yeah. You got to drink a specific beer, Matt, or you just got to drink there? It's like, drink here, stab me.
You just, you order a beverage, but it's a Hot PK, Tioga, Zax, and Full Circle. Coming
what
soon
about Steven?
411.
He doesn't care.
Oh, Zach's the only one that cares.
It's not called Steven Brewing.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
Wow.
Or Zach's?
Wow. Awkward silence. Yeah.
He's just going to let me sit there in this bad joke.
Think about what you
did. Matt likes to, Matt likes to punish you for bad jokes. He's like, I'm not going to save you, bro. You're just going to sit there. You're going to eat it.
You're saying he's learned his lesson in 5 years?
Yep. No help. No, I'm not helping
Six
you.
6 years? 7 years. Fuck. How long have you been here?
I don't know, man. Oh, look, man, I don't know, bro.
That was winter 2012, right?
Yep.
Winter 2012.
Damn it.
The beginning of the perfect pour.
Entirely too
And long. The beginning of the end for craft beer.
Yeah, we killed it. perfect pour killed the craft beer brewery.
That's when craft beer jumped the shark. When people like us started podcasting about it.
Everybody else just gave up. I was like,
never mind. This is obviously not cool anymore. Guys in Fresno are podcasting about it.
Yeah, Fresno. Can you believe Fresno? This is over.
Over. Oh, craft beer's over.
Fresno's podcast.
Thanks for ruining craft beer.
Here, you want this hazy IPA?
Here, take it.
It's over.
Because it's over. Or what else?
Oh, last one. Tangent.
You can't call a tangent. It just happens.
Great. Prepare yourself. We started watching Schitt's Creek.
Uh-huh.
Has anybody seen this yet?
I hear.
You could say no, guys. Yes, you could say no.
I've watched it. Producer Becky's watched it before.
Okay.
I've heard other podcasters mention it.
So
I've watched one or two episodes.
Premise is very affluent, out of touch family relocates to small hole in the wall town and does not blend well initially. Yeah. So being that's a small town, there's pretty much one of everything, including only one reoccurring beer that I cannot make out the label on.
Oh.
It's another, what is this beer?
Do you think, because we were trying to figure out for a long time that Parks and Rec beer.
Yes.
And I think we'd figured out that it was basically an in-show beer that the label was made up for the show,
which I think is what's happening here.
Yeah.
It's a non-distinct label, but anytime you see some kind of party and or someone buying beer, it's the same case of beer. I'm pretty sure it's the same.
They have one.
It's
prop.
Probably the same prop.
One beer
for
prop.
Every scene.
Like, this is all we got.
So I was just wondering, is that a real beer?
Hmm. All right. If somebody
or
knows,
real beer or show prop beer?
If somebody knows on that one. Let us know. But what are they drinking on Schitt's Creek?
And also, I do recommend it. It is rather it takes a minute to get going because they got to get through the how they got there.
Uh-huh.
You know, the first couple of episodes are establishing characters. Get through that bullshit and then get to the funny stuff.
All right, and then it starts getting good.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Mm-hmm. That's my reco for the week. I told you.
You told me to do it. I don't necessarily agree with it.
No, you felt that. You felt
I didn't agree with it, but yeah, do it.
Thanks,
Matt.
So there's an article I recommend checking out. It's a very short, digestible article. If you happen to head over to the Brewbound website, they have a little snippet on malts. And they basically go over some of the more entry-level malts that people use for modern IPAs, both from Crisp and BSG, which are two major malting companies out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they talk about
heard it.
Extra Pale, Maris Otter.
Yeah, Maris Otter, yep.
And then they just...
two row. You got any two row?
Yeah, how about four row?
Extra Pale Malt, Crisp, Euro Pills.
Nine row.
And then
nine rows to malty.
Oh. And then some malted oats, just some little tidbits kind of tells you, you know, what styles the beer or the malt works in and what its characteristics are. And people should just know that it's, you know, the
malt is not important in beer.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No. Nah, optional, super optional
filler. It's all filler.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's just the look cool. when you're making the beer.
Yeah. Beer really takes 30 minutes to make, but
you
got to make it look Bear expensive. Like,
no, it takes a long time. It's a lot of effort. A lot of ins and outs.
All this time brewing, boiling malt.
Yeah. It's really just like throw a bunch of junk in and boil it for a half hour.
Obviously, if Mr. Beer Kit exists.
Yeah. Come on.
Why?
How hard could it be, breweries? Huh?
How hard could it be?
What's the big deal, huh? I could do that. What else?
That's it.
All right.
Just one article. Go read up about grains.
3-minute read. Does it give you a read? 5-minute read? 3-minute read?
How many words are left?
Yeah.
It's about a 5-minute read.
All right. Good. So we all know. Is Brewbound the one that AB InBev owns? I'm getting confused now.
That's not a good way to start.
Maybe you guys are saving this for looking out for, but holy shit, Russian River Brewing Company is coming to Fresno, California, in the Central Valley.
You guys had this story. I didn't want to step on toes.
Fresno. Yeah. We're going to be at Pliny Town, bro.
Central Valley. They didn't say Fresno.
No, but wasn't Jake from State Farm saying Fresno?
So,
because I was skeptical too.
Russian River still has to vet
and
approve what venues it will be.
My house.
Taken.
I'm going to be
the, Dorktown Studios.
I'm going
to
be the dealer.
So there's a possibility they could get to Fresno and go, none of this is up to our standards.
Nope.
And,
if they come right now, they're like, it's a little hot here, guys. We're worried about us sitting out on the dock too long.
This is going to work so much. The market. Come on. I was thinking the market.
Oh, I would appreciate that.
Because Delta Pacific is heavy in the market. They got to do that.
Do they have cold storage in back for overstock?
It's a supermarket,
that's
bro.
Questionable. They might not. Well, they could put it in the dairy box if they needed to.
Perfect.
But that depends on the deli dairy guy.
Just wedge it into the leafy greens.
Yeah.
But keep it all in the produce aisle.
Now I'm tempering my excitement again. Jake from State Farm was like, you know, they're announcing it, Central Valley, it's going to get Russian River. And I go, are they talking about Stockton? Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah.
Because it feels like they're talking about Stockton. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about us. And Jake was like, oh, no, Fresno, next month. I'm like, okay, Jake, we'll see.
We'll see about that.
We'll see. So now I'm pulling back my excitement. Now, everyone, let's not get too excited. She's already told Bells. So I'm going to look real stupid.
Wow.
All right.
Thanks for jinxing
it. This doesn't happen. Yep, we're jinxed. Never mind. We're fucked. We're not going to get Russian River, guys.
Hey, so, my beer's empty.
Oh, well, what did you say? You want a hazy beer?
Yeah.
You got it, Nick.
Right now, I'll take anything.
Wow. You are bad.
Thirsty. Thirsty. Water.
That is wrong.
Nope. That sounds right.
No, it's not.
I love gold.
Oh, yeah. This is the hot brewer to me this year. For California, anyway.
All right. Or game.
From Urban Roots.
If one came to Fresno, Urban Roots or Russian River?
All the way up. Oh, wow. Well, I have to go Russian River.
Okay.
It does make me stop and think, though. It does make me stop and think. But it's just...
You've waited this long.
Yeah, come on. I can't right at the door go. Right? They come to the door, finally get to the door. Like, all right, we're here. I'm like, that's all right, guys.
You know... There's a new brewery. Good.
There's a new hot.
If you come in,
hot
right,
stud brewer,
take their shelf space.
Yeah, don't take that Urban Root space, guys. So here we go. We all got him one.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
Nick's gonna drink a
I'm
hazy.
I'm gonna drink it. I don't care anymore. Hashtag stop the haze.
It's got a cool astronaut on there. Appropriate since it's the anniversary of the moon landing.
Very MTV.
Damn. Mosquitoes, get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Got a mosquito in the studio. We're dealing with it.
All right. Have some West Nile with your hops.
Mm-hmm. This is good. This is clean. This is really
clean tasting
for a hazy.
Studio have good health insurance?
No.
Dr. Louie will be right here to see you.
This was donated to the show, by the way, by Corvette.
Where is Dr. Louie? Oh, he's over
he's
there.
He's there. He's waiting
okay.
for Quacker.
Dr. Louie.
Wahoo Corvette.
I'll fix it.
I think he just cough sneezed.
He ate some grass earlier.
Uh-oh. upset and, tummy.
He's had some throat problems since.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat that. What? Shouldn't what?
Just get me high.
Maybe. Oh, maybe.
So thank you, Wazoo Corvette. Wazoo. Getting the urban roots. The urban roots.
All the way up.
This is good beer. What else? What else do I want to talk about? Nothing. Nothing really. I mean, it would have been great since now I feel like we're not going to get Russian River, but would have been great because that would give us another thing for people to come here for, you know, a beer weekend. Travel, some beer tourism.
So REI should start planning.
I want to check out Tioga and Zach's and Pine Palm and all them guys. And then also I can take home some Russian River, too.
Means people are going to be clogging up my freeway.
Ooh. All that Russian River traffic.
Russian River and plus. The
Fresno beer tourism traffic.
Yep.
Like, damn, I can't go through Fresno anymore. There's so much beer traffic.
Yeah, when I go to pick up my White Claws and Moreau Shell, there's going to be a line because there's people trying to get shit.
Is there a separate line for hard seltzers?
Yeah, just want to get some seltzer, bro. I don't care about this Russian River crap. Line?
God dang it! Come on, is it funny that like at the beginning of the year we're always like theorizing like what's going to be the style that hits? What's going to be the beer style that's the hot beer style this year? And little did we know it was going to be seltzers. Hard seltzers.
I remember when they redid the cold case at Save Mart, and it was like hard seltzer. And I was like, what? It was like, they have enough.
Oh, yeah, the end.
They did a door?
They changed the whole end out from like, they have Firestone and Sierra Nevada packs and a little bit of Tioga, and they kind of switched it around. Mm-hmm. And then one day, it was just all hard seltzers.
I was like, what?
And they still didn't even give up their hard seltzers in there where it normally is either. Ooh, there's still some over seltzer. There. It's like they got all kinds of seltzers.
I almost like talked to somebody in the store, like just somebody be like, can you believe this?
Oh, no. No. Don't interact. Don't do it.
You will really confuse them.
Yeah. Next you're going to complain about the price of avocados too. Then. Yeah.
Don't be the guy that when you do a store reset and be like, hey, just when I was getting used to the cereal be on this aisle, you guys change it. I got that a lot at Bonds. Like, sorry, man. I didn't do the reset, bro.
Yeah, corporate.
What you guys would save so much more air conditioner, refrigeration if you put doors on these things.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll note it down. My suggestion box that no one pays attention to. You should put the milk up the front door. Not the point, sir. We want to make you walk all the way back here.
That's right. Uh-oh. We losing channels or just...
Oh, I think...
I think he keeps touching the headphone thing. There you go.
Perfect.
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 Yeah, perfect.
We don't care how you guys hear us. We care how we hear ourselves.
That's right. I don't do this for you. I do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's our suggestion box. That looks an awful like a shredder. No, regular suggestion box.
Nope. No, yep. That's a fax.
That went
faxing,
straight to corporate.
That's faxing to corporate.
Faxing to corporate.
That's what that's doing. Okay.
Well, sure looks like a shredder.
I mean, expect doors here next week.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you complain, we listen. I mean, you comment, we listen.
So, we doing all right? Enjoying this all the way up?
Oh. Will you call me tonight?
Bottom pour?
Bottom pour.
I'm doing it. Sorry, Nick. You're screwed.
Damn it. I'll just go fish a stout out of the beer cave and help myself. I'm not sure.
All the way up is all the way done. Hey, you, listener, you could be on this show if you feel like it.
Mm.
You don't have to leave a voicemail. You can email us. Not too many people just straight up email us. But voicemails are cool, especially doesn't matter if you call it in or record something on your phone, send it
you
to us.
You can phone it in.
Can I call
you can
mine
phone in? It in, or you could do a pro style one like some of the listeners do.
Use Audacity.
We've got various listener podcasts within that lay within the voicemail segment. And now I'm just, now I need that Paul filler music because I wasn't quite prepared. And
click
now
start. Go start. To all Ooh. Programs.
All programs.
Go to Windows Voice Recorder. Click start. Talk directly into the microphone. Click save. Give it a cool title.
Yep.
Go into your email box.
There you go.
Add it as an attachment and send it off to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Cool.
There it is. There's your tutorial. Done.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll sound like this.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Perfect Poor? It's Con and Janine.
How are you guys doing?
It's good, Friday, good, so Con and Janine.
The Friday, Friday's day days.
So, I wanted to propose a new section
to me
called Perfect
Yes, I'll marry you.
Wow.
Because I have a pretty big confession. So, back like 4 years ago when I was new to Untappd, I didn't think it really anyone read it except your friends and stuff. And so,
yeah, everybody's on Reddit.
Are actually real people, are they?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think the brewers or the breweries got on in Reddit. So, this was way back
breweries
when,
get on
like
Reddit.
I said, like 4 or 5 years ago.
It was 4 years ago.
So, I don't like Saisons. So, we went to Liquid Mechanics.
No one really
and
does.
I tried this Saison, and I don't like Saison, so I shouldn't have even rated it. And at the time, I wasn't really thinking, and I rated it as like a one. And then in the description,
nice.
I put tastes like poop rolled in dirt.
So I happen to listen to this podcast called Beer for Breakfast Podcast, and this man named Eric Briggs, like, I don't know, 45 minutes into the show, actually says, we made this French Saison one time, and somebody on Untappd rated it, like, I don't know, a half a star, and said it tastes like dog shit rolled in dirt.
What?
4 years ago, guys. This podcast came out like a month ago.
He's still in his head.
So, obviously, I really affected this guy, and I feel really bad about it. And
Janine.
I stopped doing that. Once I realized, like, brewery started toasting my check-ins and stuff, I totally stopped doing that. And if I don't like a beer, I just don't rate it.
I've never had that happen.
But at the time, I had no idea, and I really offended this guy. And Tony Bags might even know him. So this might be a really small world, but hey, if you know him, I'm sorry, and I can go back and edit it.
Yeah, Eric is scarred for life because of this whole thing, obviously.
That poor guy.
I did not mean it like that. Like, it's just Saisons are
You meant it like right, that.
So I got this beer. Should I pour the beer?
No, I want you to fuck it. Hell yeah, pour the fucking beer, man.
Whoa. So it's
mountain
doing bits.
Time. We got a keg of mountain time. It's so good. We got a keg. My guy over at Pete at Total Beverage. You got that thing in like 3 days, so we tapped it and we're drinking it, and it's absolutely delicious. Also known as the No Consequences beer that Mikey talks about.
So we're gonna run with scissors.
We're gonna ride bikes with no helmets.
We're gonna tear the tags off our mattresses
and have unprotected sex all weekend. Aww.
Woo!
So, yeah,
Gene's like one of us is.
All good times. So we want you to keep up the good work, guys. Keep up the good work, Colorado.
No, you ruined it. Can't say anything after you hashtag this city.
Colorado. Colorado doesn't have an accent.
Damn it.
It's just, they're just plain.
Just money.
Speaking, English speaking.
Just sounds like money.
American English speaking people of the Midwest.
They're high, bro.
The Western Midwest.
Western Midwest.
Oh.
He's trying to stout it. Stout it out loud.
Stout it. Stout it. Stout it out loud. Old beer drawer. What do you want?
Ooh, we forgot to do old beer drawer during tailgate.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Oh, yeah. We actually inadvertently did.
Oh, mosaic, bro.
Mosaic. Oh, mosaic.
Oh, God.
You get it? One of the Colin and Janine beers from the top, one of the cans up there.
It's a freaking museum in here.
Because Colin and Janine just sent us a package, and there's lots of Colorado beers there. There's even one from the brewery that they're talking about.
Well, that means I got to pay attention next time.
Yeah.
What was the brewery?
It was a new image or something.
Dry Dock?
No, but sure.
Okay. Dry Dock?
Yeah.
Everybody wants some. Want some new image?
Yeah, sure.
Are you just saying yes to
just
anything?
Just pick one.
Four noses.
No.
This is all... What the fuck? It's all fruit.
Ooh. Ooh. Colin and Janine. That's Nick. Not us. I think it's great.
Ooh. Lager. You would like a lager?
Sure.
You don't care anymore, do you?
Just nope. Beer. Just bring beer.
Bring the cashmere.
Yeah, I'll make that Matt happy.
Oh.
Mm.
Ooh, I think that's the one they're talking about. You did well. Mountain Time.
Premium lager from New Belgium.
Industry.
I love gold.
It's a new beer from Colin and Janine. Send it to us. They're super cool.
No stouts.
New Belgium Mountain Time.
Look how clear that is.
It's a lager.
Ooh, it smells lager-y. Lager. Lager-nitas.
It's a little skunky.
It is. I don't know. It's a good date. It says by November 2019. Yeah. It's a lager. It's premium.
Premium. It tastes premium.
It does.
Perfect pour. Hey, it's Matt from Tacoma.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
It's a Friday night. Just finished the pod.
Wow.
Had a good old time over here.
Good.
Got home early because the missus had to go home because she was tired. And now I'm sitting out here wondering who I can hang out with. So,
us, bro.
I'm going to open one of my favorites. I don't know if you can hear that, but that's a 16-ounce can. I'm sure you knew that. The sound of it. It's Rubens out of Ballard, Seattle. It's their Zero Crush. Zero hops in the boil. This thing still rocks out with
no hop oil.
38 IBUs.
Is that where that bitterness comes from?
I know that because they brewed my Pro-Am beer, and they told me. To the whole hops in the boil thing, I know it's a mysterious mystery, but you put hops in the boil to make the beer bitter, and you put them in the end for flavor and aroma. Foreign concept, I'm sure. That's what they're for.
Watch out for that train,
still
bro.
Still tasty, but I'm glad I'm drinking it now instead of 6 years from now. With that being said, a couple things. I'm going to be brewing some beers tomorrow. Some really good German beers, a Doppelbach and a Schwarz beer, because there's some lagers and dark beer competition coming up.
Brews.
And you know I'm a homebrewer.
I see a Schwarz is as big as mine.
But a lot of those beers, the Germans only put the hops in at the end. So there's at the beginning.
Germans.
They boil them a long time. They don't believe in aroma hops.
These guys.
Those hops are only for one charge. Some of my favorite beers I've been having lately, y'all. I don't know if you had some Revision beers, but their Staff of Life is delicious.
Oh, I'm not that one.
That I just had yesterday, just dropped in town.
Reno's the Revision?
Dream Domicile from Melvin. And I think Melvin makes some of the best IPAs.
Ooh.
That there is. Whoa. I think they're fantastic.
Is that
the Dream Domicile? When you find
Wyoming.
You're gonna love it. That's all I can say about that beer.
But they have a tap room in Seattle
currently,
Bellingham.
I have just tapped a Kolsch keg today. I don't know if you've heard of a Kolsch.
Yep.
German ale, pretty light.
I like Kolsch.
Had two neighbors walk over, husband and wife. They're
can we have some beer? 50s.
They drank like four of them, dude. And I had like four of them, too.
It just came over and pounded you
half
beer.
The keg right there, if not a quarter. But I got a German alt beer to tap tomorrow because all the neighbors love the amber. Got a hazy brewing. It's inside. We'll cake that up next week. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Our Tacoma rep, yeah. Matt, which you could probably say Seattle rep too, because if you know Tacoma, then you probably know Seattle's beer scene.
Wow.
So if you're needing some records. Somebody on, I believe on Twitter was like asking for Seattle records. So get with Matt from Tacoma. He can probably help you out. Just hanging out. Hey, if you're hanging out, I've had that happen to me basically every time I go out with my wife and beer drinking. It's go home early. And then you're at home. You're like, what am I going to do?
I ain't drunk yet.
Call us. We'll hang out with you virtually.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Driving!
Gotta be.
Oh, hey, I was listening to this show, the latest show. Yeah. And Mikey was talking about hard seltzers.
Oh, Mikey.
That came up in the
since when have we talked about hard seltzers?
Here's my Mikey impression. So, Mikey's all like this. Hey, I don't have a problem with hard seltzers as long as they don't take craft beer can handles.
Wow.
Well, anyway, so, Mikey.
Yes?
I have some bad news for you, sunshine. Oh,
come on, dude. No.
They're already taking craft beer
can handles.
Oh, seriously. Ventura. There's a place called Tapped where you pour your own beer, you get the wristband and stuff.
Oh, those places don't count.
And guess what was on one of those taps?
It was
hard seltzer.
Which one was it?
It's coming for you, Mikey. It's coming your way.
No, it's not going to take over my mean Ed's.
Watch out.
Mean Ed's?
I didn't try any of it. I really have no interest in it. Hard seltzer, it's technically a malted beverage, liquor beverage. You know, it has some malted grain in its ingredients. But it's mostly just simple sugars. It's fermented out. And, I don't know. You can't taste. It's not like you can taste the malt or anything. But I guess that's so they could sell it as a malted beverage. Great. So they can be crafty, right? And there's a few craft breweries out there that are making these hard seltzers, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know.
Okay.
So we already know of Riley's making hard sodas, but yeah, hard seltzers, they're a thing. And Worst Beer Blog posted a link on his thing, a petition to sign to make it so hard seltzers won't be considered craft beer. And, you know, I don't really think anything's going to come of it because it's just the way it is.
What?
They use some form of malt in it. Mm. And I don't know. I don't think that petition is going to go anywhere. But the reason why I signed it is because the second to the last line in that petition really, really amused me. It said something to the effect of, hey, if people with child palates want to drink hard seltzer, we don't want to deny them of that. We just don't want it to be considered craft. Because right. Our palates are so mature and sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a little bit funny. I mean, there's a point to it and all, but it's not going to go anywhere. Anyway, I'm running out of time, guys. Uh-oh. I'm running out of time.
Don't do it.
So that's all I really had to say. Man, that 3 minutes goes by fast.
Doesn't it?
The hell. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Baby. Yeah. More hard seltzer talk. Coming soon from the Dorktown Network.
Ooh.
Seltzer Up.
What'd you do?
The first podcast about hard seltzers. Whatever beverage there is, we'll hard it up. We'll hard it. Is there any beverages left that isn't hard?
Wow. Get some hard water up
hard
in here.
Hard hot chocolate? You ever had a hard hot chocolate?
Kool-Aid.
Ooh, hard Kool-Aid? Well, isn't that most of the sours now?
Hard Kool-Aid.
There's a lot.
Wow. Hard horchata?
Hard horchata. Yeah, let's get some hard. Isn't that kombucha? kombucha.
Didn't Windmere do that? No, it was Blue Moon. They had a horchata.
Blue Moon.
Horchata Blue Moon.
I saw recently, I think this week, like, Blue Moon, it seems like they've done a label refresh of some sort. And, like, it says, maybe it's always said this, but, so Blue Moon's Coors, right, obviously. Yeah?
I think Windmere's Coors.
But no, Blue Moon's Coors.
Yeah. Coors.
Windmere's the.
Coors started Blue Moon, right.
The Craft Beer Alliance.
Right.
Then what's Shock Top?
Budweiser's?
Probably is.
But so like it says Blue Moon Brewing Company on their thing. It says like their own thing.
Yeah.
No. They can't say that.
Yeah, they
can. That's not cool.
Yeah.
No.
They're not indie, but their majority investment is by Coors.
Hmm.
But it is its own brewery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But can Pete Coors just walk freely in and out of Blue Moon?
Hey, I'm Pete Coors.
Oh, shit. Pete Coors is here, guys. Look busy.
It's just like Anchor State.
Get them.
Hi, it's I'm Anchor Pete Brewing. I'm Pete Blue Moon.
Oh.
Nice to meet you, Blue Moon. It's me, Pete Coors. I'm here to check on things to see how you guys are doing. Because I'm Pete Coors.
Is he Sam Elliott or what?
Yep.
You know, dude.
You have to cuss so much.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You have to cuss so much, dude.
All right, dude. What's funny is his character in have you seen the Oscar movie from last year? The singing movie with the
oh great
Star is Born. His character in A Star is Born, he's saying fuck all the time. Like he says fucking and fuck like probably 100 times in the movie.
Nice. Do we have a counter?
Yeah. We're still going with voicemails.
Hi, Perfect Four. It's me, Heels Bills. I tricked you in. That was my little acknowledgement for Heels Bills doing the Chew Your Beer at the second voicemail. I totally forgot about that. It went over my head. But anyways, Holmes, that was my little Heels Bills. Eh? So quick things. I had to write a lot of notes because there's a lot of talk to talk about. So let's hope.
All right.
He's got show notes.
He's got an outline now.
West Coast IPAs.
Sound like a Moleskine, though.
Are they making a comeback? I think so. I enjoyed like 3 or 4 over the weekend. Delicious, crisp, piney. Just bitter IPAs, man. Look out for those. I think they're coming back, and I think New England's are going away. At least not the bitter, hoppy New England's. I think the sweet, lactose ones are on their way out, Holmes. Also, seltzer talk, Holmes. There is seltzer tabs taking over beer tabs in breweries, mainly in San Diego, from what I heard. Not a lot, just maybe 1 or 2, but check it out, Holmes. Seltzers, instead of fruity, watermelon, and all the other flavors, what about if they're hopped, Holmes, like single hop seltzers? That's a good way to taste the hop, right? That's something that I'll be down for, Holmes. That sounds like a that's mine. I'm going to trademark that.
Hoppy hard seltzers.
That's a 2-year beer trademark. Hopped hard seltzers, that's it. Also, Chino Yacht Club. I think that's Fontana Jim, Holmes. Have you ever seen them in the same room at the same time?
I haven't.
So check it out. Every time he calls in, I think it's Fontana, unless everyone from Fontana has that Fontana Jim accent.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, dude.
Let's find out.
I think that's what it is.
Colin and Janine, you were talking about drinking or being drunk and being in your Tesla. I don't know. That's like me saying, can I put my Suburban on cruise control and go to sleep or be drunk and put on cruise control? No, you can't do that, eh? That's a heavy machinery. You're operating it. At the end of the day, there's people out there, and first safety comes first, and that's about it. Also, that's it. I'll call you back with my second one. My second one's I'm trying to get some feedback. Orale, this is Chew Your Beard. I'll call you back. Hey, check it out. I'm going to call you back right now.
Peace out. All right, Chew. Thanks, Chew. He's referencing Janine talking about, like, well, if we're going to have everything's going to be self-driving cars, I mean, we can just, you know, get in our car and just go get ripped. And I'm thinking, like, they're probably still going to require at least one person in the driver's seat that's still not drunk, even if they don't have driver.
That would still change things to say that passengers can drink and ride.
Oh, okay.
So what does it matter if the car is self-driving or not then?
Yeah.
If we're saying what you're saying is one person has to be sober.
Right.
The law would have to change to say any passenger could drink.
Hmm. Oh, okay. But I think maybe a little bit more closer to what Janine was talking about. Maybe not. Like, you could at least, you know, you probably get home, like if your car drives itself home, you know, if nothing odd happens, it's going to get you home safely. Right. But just that occasionally where I'm assuming in the future, occasionally you're going to still have to like something weird's going to happen that the car can't handle and you're going to have to take over. But
yeah, but it's like any other transportation. You could drink on a plane.
Yeah.
That you're not in control of.
Right.
You could drink on a train.
Yeah.
Sometimes on a bus.
You can pound on a train.
Oh, yeah. But you're not driving it.
No.
But you could ride on the train and drink.
Right.
So why can't you ride in a car and drink?
Yeah. I don't know.
Weird.
It's weird, man. It's America's weird.
America.
It's like Utah. They're still dealing with that low alcohol stuff. All those little weird...
Drink on a boat, as long as you're not driving the boat.
I love gold!
New beer. We got to change up all these IPA variants. This is another one from our Colorado reps calling in Janine. These nuts!
What? They sent us their nuts?
It's peanut butter hazelnut. It's from...
There's your stout.
There it is. This is
that
it.
That does not
this
count.
This is what you get.
This might as well be hazy.
This one's from 105 West Brewing in Castle Rock, Colorado.
Ooh, I hear that. I hear that 12-ounce beer.
It's going around the table left, right, podcast out, and we had...
Oh, it is not dark at all.
Oh, thank you.
Still going strong with the voicemail.
Orderly Perfect Poetry, your beer back. I had to call you back home. So quick thing. Ooh, I'll be heading out to Stockton next week. And I think it's the 20th and the 21st.
What?
The Central Valley.
Playing in the softball tournament.
Welcome to the Central Valley, sir.
So I'm going out there to support her, taking the
family. You
got to
take the 99 route, bro.
So I need some recos or some spots. I wish I can do get it, but that'd be pretty hard for me to sneak out from the family home. So, I won't be wearing blue and I won't be wearing LA homes because I know what happens when you're up north. Eh? Other than that, I need some records.
Where does he think we
good
live?
Breweries to hit or tap rooms or good pubs with good food to hit that has a good beer selection. And, that's about it, homes. I think, we might also, shoot up to Sacramento and take a picture in the state capitol. You know, I'm gonna put up right there on the front door, homes, and chill like this is mi casa, homes. It might be me or my brother-in-law might be swinging by Tioga Sequoia and Zach's Brewery and picking up a couple cases of beer. So Matt, if you have some of that DDH. General Sherman, hopefully in cans or
bottles,
or cans or 22 or bombers, homes. Let me know. Also, I'll DM you on Twitter. So keep an eye on your DMs on Twitter, and I'll let you know if
you're going to get in your DMs.
Be stopping by Thursday evening on his way up to Stockton. We're actually staying in Manteca, which is the correct word of saying instead of Manteca. It's actually Manteca, which is lard. Why would they call a city lard? I really don't hope it's because what I'm thinking
there's
about.
There's got to be a different Manteca, variant on know, that word.
That's where we're staying. That's about it. So watch your DMs, Matt.
Yeah.
And Steven and Zach, watch your DMs. hopefully, I wish it could be me so I can slap some hands and give some hugs and kiss some babies. But if it's not me, it'll probably be my brother-in-law, and I'll let him know that Chew Your Beer sent him. And we're
you
coming
your,
for you,
your PO?
General Sherman. Because you ain't coming to me. I guess I had to come to you, Holmes. That's about it. So give me some records of what he hit on the way up there in Stockton and Manteca or Manteca, and over in Sacramento. I only got 2 days to fuck
around
with. There's
nothing
so,
in Manteca.
You know, there you go, Holmes.
Bass Pro Shop.
I'd be listening.
Bass Pro Shop.
And writing notes.
Chili's.
Chili's.
So you do this early. So
BJ's.
You have to watch what Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
Get a BJ's brew house.
If you take the I-5 side, there's two sides of the valley you can drive through, the 99 side and the I-5 side. The I-5 side has nothing. It has, what's that ranch at that steak steak place out there.
What?
A Harris Ranch.
Oh, they have a Harris?
There's a Harris Ranch out there on I-5, south of Kelman City.
Ooh.
This is like...
Yeah. I've never been on that stretch of it.
Kelman City is like literally the only thing, almost. There's it's Pea Soup Anderson's.
There you go. Wild times
they
there.
They don't have really any beer there. They have wine. They have Pea Soup Anderson's and has wine.
Nice.
It's beer desert if you go the I-5 route.
I don't think I've ever been on the stretch between Kettleman and Los Banos of I-5.
I've been on that. I haven't been on the... It's weird. I have not been on the stretch between Kettleman and Baker, you know, south. Mm-hmm. Basically, I've not been on that stretch until you get to the Grapevine. I've not that.
Oh, yeah.
So that is a weird section. It looks like it's even deader than our section of I-5. But so, yeah, if you take I-5, forget it. You're just, there's no point in thinking about beer.
There's a truck stop in Patterson.
Yeah. So if you take the 99, obviously Bakersfield, there's several places. Yeah, there's some Bakersfield spots to stop in. I don't know.
Dust Bowl and Turlock.
Yeah, Turlock. Yeah, Dust Bowl is awesome. If you got a family with you, Dust Bowl, the main one on the west side of 99, not the one in downtown, but I guess the one downtown does have foods, but it's a great one for the family because it's big and there's like a lot of area to run around outside in and stuff. And they serve food. Then Chu already knows the Fresno spots.
Yeah, yeah.
There really isn't anything until you get to Stockton. I mean, I know Modesto has something, but they don't have a brewery.
Where's that 17th Street public house? Is that?
I think that's in Modesto.
Oh, is that Modesto?
But that would be the only thing. So there's really, once you get past Dust Bowl, there isn't much until Sacramento.
Wait till Sacramento. The Drake's Barn, right?
I don't know.
That west
side. Oh, yeah. Well, Sacramento, there's tons of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for Sacramento recos, Matt can give you all the Sacramento recos.
Yeah.
We all, Fieldwork.
Sacarecos. Mm-hmm.
Dust Bowl. Not Dust Bowl, but, Drake's, Bike Dog, Urban Roots.
New Glory.
Yeah. Bop, bop. But Stockton, I don't know. We used to have, some Stockton presence on the show.
Happy Trappist.
Mm-hmm. Happy Trappist. But she doesn't work there anymore, so.
I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Delta Pacific.
Yeah, Delta Pacific's there. You want to go stop by their warehouse or something?
Oh, nice. Nice cold storage, bro.
Yeah.
Is Jake from State Farm here?
Oh, he's not here right now. All right. Just tell him he's here.
You look a lot like him. Nope. Never seen him.
Nope. Not me.
It's not me. I mean, it's not him. I mean, I'm not him.
I'm not. Totally not him. Okay, Jake. Well, we're still enjoying voicemails and we're enjoying beer. What are we enjoying? Oh, that. We haven't talked about that. These nuts.
Ah. The golden stout
peanut butter hazelnut. I'm getting that hazelnut.
It's hazy, hazelnutty.
No, everyone's okay with it. Not okay with it.
It's all right.
I do not like it.
Ooh, you do not like these nuts.
Ah, there it is. That's why they named it that.
Mm-hmm. We still got some traditional voicemails now.
What?
How's it going, guys?
Hey. What's
this
up?
This is Mike Montoya.
Whoa.
Just Can't Win.
I think Mike's someone
calling
talking
in.
About
I am in the world between worlds.
Nice.
This is my first time.
God.
I don't like it.
Welcome.
It feels weird. Calling in because in 12 days I'm hopping on a plane, and I'll be going to Seattle, Washington, and I'm looking for echoes. So, you know.
Well.
The usual breweries to hit. Obviously, Holy Mountain is like up there, Fremont, but looking for anything else that might not be on my radar, as well as any bars or tap rooms that are a must that get that good. And more importantly, I've been traveling and I realized that I need like good bottle shops, like a spot to pick up like cans, to stock the Airbnb fridge for my, you know, late night drinking when we're all done, and the wife wants to go home and rest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hit me with those. Just Can't Win on Instagram and Twitter. I also tweeted you guys. You guys can retweet that. Get that word out. That'd be great.
Hey,
and, yeah, in other news, I have also started an Instagram for my beer shenanigans, for those that care. It's called Infinite Pours, and that's what I'm doing. I'm pouring beer.
Infinite Pours.
So, anyways, yeah, that's what's new with me. Other than that, just work and all that stuff. But listening to the pod when I can, and enjoying what you guys are doing, as always. So, keep up the good work. Bye.
Oh, he mixed it up. Keep up the good work. Bye.
From the 805.
805, bro.
Guys.
So he needs Matt in Tacoma. So,
yeah, Matt, Tacoma, or anybody else, give some Seattle recos.
Maybe Rianne from Spokane.
Yeah. But she's way on the other side.
Hey, she travels.
It's possible she's never been to Seattle.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
But if she knows.
What, isn't Idaho closer than Seattle?
Yeah, oh yeah, she's actually very close to Idaho.
Hi, Lumber Jose. I'm home working.
Hey, Lumber.
Homeworking.
In the middle of the episode.
Two plus and, two.
I mean, last time I didn't do my homework on time. I was late. And you guys gave me like minus 10 points. So,
yeah, oh yeah.
This time, I'm doing my homework just right
makeup,
now.
Just makeup work.
So I'm not late.
Right now.
And therefore, I have to put in.
Great. Uh-oh. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Tunnel. I'm in a tunnel, and then, guys.
And here comes the Lincoln Tunnel.
Okay.
Then I wasn't. And then what? And then. Oh, man. Yes, he's back.
Going, YOLO YAKA. That's it. It has to be it. It has to work.
I'm glad we got that whole conversation.
Like it, well, single fucking
self.
YOLO YAKA. Yeah. Anyway, that's it, man. I don't really have to
anyway,
the episode
and guys.
See what's up. So, keep up the good work, guys.
Top it up.
Florida.
Florida.
Welcome to the Florida. Beer and Geography Show.
Montica.
Mantueca.
Mantueca.
Moteca.
Monteca.
Matuca.
I'm in Monteca at the Chili's.
Chili's. Baby back ribs. Monteca.
Hey, bros. Fuckers.
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
Speak of the devil.
Nobody's changing their fucking name and fucking social media handle. No. Not doing it.
Do it.
I'll just be do the it. Fucking Chino Yacht Club in fucking Rockland. Roseville, Sacramento, Elk Grove.
Gault.
Gault, bro.
That's right.
Gault. Chino Gault Club.
Yeah. Still like changing that. Their fucking name. Bro.
Still good.
Still good.
Anybody that called in with a fucking name change? Not happening. But anyway, I was stopped at Urban Roots.
Oh, la-di-da.
Internet Friends IPA.
Yes.
I'll tell you what.
We have those.
That beer is very, very good.
Is that beer made for us?
So is their barbecue. One.
We have lots of internet friends.
I'm huge on the internet.
There is quite a few decent bottle shops
especially in the area. In the Netherlands.
Near the Netherlands. Mafka Brewing. So.
Makassa.
I could pretty much get just about fucking anything that's.
Jeez, dude.
Up here in the Northern California.
Rub it in.
And because I
he wants to trade, sounds like to me.
People down in SoCal and down in Fontana. I can get pretty much anything I fucking want up and down the coast.
Jeez, man.
Damn.
God. So, big shot.
Good. And sometimes I find myself back into the hills of Chino. And I can get my own. But anyway. Urban Roots, fucking great place. Their smokehouse restaurant, fucking badass.
Recommend it
all day long. And no, the Angels do not suck.
Yeah, they do.
And
only if they're in the outfield.
Billy Bean drinks beer slushies.
Maybe.
My new hashtag. And Mikey, the fucking A's in Oakland.
Yeah, hottest team in baseball, bro. Knock on wood.
So, anyway, go Angels. You guys can go fuck yourselves.
Thank you.
And everybody be good, bro. See ya.
All right. Say ya.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, Chino Galt Club.
Thanks, YOLO Yacht Club.
YOLO.
YOLO Yacht Club. YOLO.
You only logger once.
Hashtag YOLO.
She called me.
Oh, that's it?
That's total.
I was just getting in.
You're starting to get into it.
Getting into it.
I just woke up.
Whoa, hey. That woke me up. Hey, thanks everyone for donating their voicemails to the show.
About time to start a podcast.
Thanks for giving us some content to hang out and talk over. In the case of me,
this beer's not that great.
We have had a beer opened on that last one. I don't know. I kind of like it.
I will allow you to like this beer.
New Image Brewing.
What do you want to bet? It's
out
a hard
there in the Colorados. It's a New England style IPA with grapefruit.
That's why.
You don't like the grapefruit?
It didn't need grapefruit.
Ooh. Wait. When did we start fruiting New England IPAs?
Oh, it's been a thing.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I don't mind it. I'm fine with it.
Does Ballast Point do hazy everything of the Sculpin?
Who knows?
Hazy Sculpin, hazy
Does anyone grapefruit even know Sculpin? Anymore? Is there anybody left that buys Ballast
Kiwi
Point?
Hazy Kiwi Sculpin. Hazy. We got one in the drawer.
Is that like the, one of the most, yeah.
Pre-buyout.
We do. El Dorado or something.
Yeah.
Is that like the biggest bust ever for a buyout? Paying $1 billion for Ballast Point and now nobody gives a shit about it?
Damn. Yeah, you might be right.
Wow.
Ooh, so what's your guess? How long is the Ballast Point Downtown Disney going to last?
Oh, gee, yeah, that thing's going to... It's got to last a certain extent of time. They can't just immediately close it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'll last a couple years, and then it's going to be something else. There's no way that thing... I mean, it is Downtown Disney. Every single... Even shitty little places are busy.
Yeah, even the $20 a slice pizza places.
Yeah. Busy. Yeah, there's a couple of places that are just like, there's that one place that's in the center that has beer, but they have food too. And you're just like, they're seating there. Let's just go. And it's just shitty, but it's still like, at least I get to sit down.
It's not an hour wait for the Jungle Room or, what's that restaurant? Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Well, that one's gone now.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I don't know what it's become or if it's...
Terrible food and obnoxious atmosphere? Perfect. Let's go there.
What? Oh, you're just scared by those rains.
Save the Rainforest Cafe.
save the Rainforest Cafe.
Cafe.
Save the Rainforest.
Go fund me.
I bet that would get more attention. Like, more people would be helping you.
Than actual rainforest.
Yeah. Save the Rainforest. They're like, yeah. Cafe. Oh. What?
They're in trouble?
What? No. I can't have that.
Where am I going to have Sunday brunch?
Your baked potatoes are the best.
I love when every half hour when the gorilla gets all crazy.
Yeah. It's basically lions with a theme.
Yeah.
The fish in their aquarium was mostly alive.
Several of them are alive. One looked like Dora.
Most alive fish for 2019 goes to the Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, thanks everyone. What time is it now?
It's time to start a podcast.
Time to look out for grapefruit IPAs for Matt.
Grapefruit. Grape ape.
Grape ape.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
beers.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-boom. Beers get released. What? We look out.
What?
Get ready, and Matt, go.
What does it go?
La-dee-da, meandering along the path of a podcast.
There's a new 19.2 from Port Brewing. They have Hop 15 and a 19.2.
Oh, that seems like a missed opportunity.
Oh, my God.
You don't want that?
No. Why not go Hop 19.2?
Why not go 22?
Because it already existed.
No. Well, yeah, where's the bombers at? Can you have bombers, please?
So I'm still looking out for 19.2s. Now I have another option.
Woo!
Available at Spokey's.
Only if you're hops later.
Spokes got it. Any others you're looking out for?
I'm trying to see if I'm looking out for beers.
I'm doing the search music for searching on your phone to find the right information.
Into his hard seltzer list.
He's got like hard seltzer, all seltzer. No, hard seltzer. No, I can't talk about that. No, won't look cool.
Champagne. Nope.
I'm still looking for somebody to organize the hard seltzer indie, not indie hard seltzers.
Ah, you want to know where your money's
going? No. Well, I have once in a while, I'll buy one some for the producer when there's nothing else. But I need to know what's cool and what's not cool.
That's what I'm looking out for.
All right. Nick.
Hi.
Are you looking out for beers?
Mine comes from Canada.
Ooh, international.
An international looking out for.
Don't we have a Canadian listener?
We sure do.
Rad Mike.
Good old.
He's up there hanging out. Representing the whole country.
One country, one man. Collective Arts Brewing's Stranger Than Fiction English Porter.
What part of Canada are they from?
I don't know. The warm part.
The
warm enough to make beer.
The one where
part.
There's a Providence.
Rhode Island.
Alberta.
That was a joke.
Hudson Bay.
Collective
Soul.
British Columbia.
Brewing is in small batches. Burlington, St. East,
Coat Factory.
Hamilton, Ontario.
Ontario.
Canada.
So they're in Ontario province.
There you go. View location. Open in maps, please. They are right. To the left.
To the left. Western Canada.
Hamilton.
How far are they away from Calgary?
Hamilton.
How far are you away from Calgary there?
Calgary? I see Toronto.
Oh, they're on the eastern side.
They are near the Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. They're on the eastern side.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe, I wonder if Ex Albero has had any collective arts.
Up there. He probably has. He's had it all.
Dude. He has it all, man.
He's done it all, had it all.
Done it all, man. You said it all.
Any other looking?
Cambridge. No, that was it. That was my looking out for.
Okay. I'm going to look out for Three Magnets Brewing beer. Three Magnets is from Olympia, Washington, there in the western Washington. It's Sorry Not Sorry.
Oh, boy.
It's a cool can because it uses the board game Sorry.
Nice.
It uses the Sorry font.
The pawns.
And it's got one pawn knocking over another pawn.
Nice.
And the one pawn that's knocked over has got the dead cross.
Ah.
X out eyes. Die. Yeah. And so.
But just, did you die?
It's mostly a label buy. And part of the label, it has... Yeah, you know, Sorry is a Hasbro game. It has Hasbro Gaming and that Hasbro font. This is Hasbro Gaming.
All right, they went deep on that one.
It's pretty good.
They went two levels,
pretty
at
good.
Least.
I'm also looking out for Pliny and Fresno or Blind Pig, but maybe that's not going to happen now. Matt burst my bubble.
Is that going to be worthy of a Fresnan post?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. I was even thinking about doing it already, but now I'm.
You're like, yeah, it's not going to happen, so why bother?
Yeah, so why bother? I'll look stupid.
How many Pliny's are you going to buy?
It depends on my budget that week.
Uh-huh. Are you going to buy one from each retailer that has it?
This is one. It's the same batch, but from different places. Yeah, I'm sure... I would think the market's going to get it. I think Maroa Shell's probably going to get it. Probably the Loop. Although, does Delta Pacific go with the MGA on the Loop?
No.
Okay. So then they will be there on the Loop. Yeah. I don't think... I'm not trusting Fig for anything at this point. Fig has just lost me.
Yeah.
Fig Tree Liquor is just... They're a shell of their former selves now. I can't even count on having something when I walk in the door now. That's interesting.
Still got ice? Perfect.
Yeah. I'm also looking out for from Phase 3 out of Chicago. Chicago. This is another label buy, but...
Okay.
It's just... I love their artwork's cool, and they seem like a cool brewer. This one's called Chain Link and Concrete.
Ooh.
It's a double IPA with Sabro. That new hop, the cool new hop Sabro.
Sabro.
Oh, boy.
And Citra. Has Tioga made something with the Sabro?
I think we did.
Oh. Well, we'll try and remember that one. And they also have another cool can. This one's called Rule of Thirds. It's another Dippa. They're big Dippa guys.
Dippas. I like it. I'm starting to like
this. With Nelson, Galaxy, and Citra. Good combo.
Citra ass down.
And that's all I'm looking out for. We were on tap. I was on Untappd this week. We're all on it. Drinking beers and untapping. Sending DMs to all kinds of randos.
Wow.
Hey, man, that was a great beer you just drank. Just thought I'd give you a private message about it.
You're lucky there's no photo message yet.
Woo, man, are you lucky? I can't send a photo right now.
You're lucky.
Incense.
Please visit my Snapchat to see what you're missing out on.
Here's my private Snapchat. Should start a private Snapchat for people on Snapchat that don't want to see my snaps. You got to pay me $1.
Yes.
So that I can. I will block you from my Snapchat if you pay me $1.
You won't see this if you pay me.
Yep. Otherwise, you're getting it.
Oh, boy.
You're getting all the goods.
Oh, you'll be a millionaire by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make some money. Blackmail people. Give me money or I'm going to send you nudes, bro. No, here's $5. Here. Thanks. I'll be back next month.
Do you have a subscription service?
Yeah. I subscribe to Mike not sending me things. This is my subscription. Oh, man, I need to get into that because I get sent all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you should probably do it. It's worth it.
Yeah, worth it.
Way worth it.
Best $5 I ever spent.
Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. He's on tap. Mm-hmm. What's he doing? What you been up to?
Had one of my good old standbys, some Tokyo Black. It was fantastic beer. What I had.
That one you can get at Fig Tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in that little mini fridge they've had for about 2 years.
Oh boy.
Waiting for you to buy it.
Then there was Thiger Style, which was a Melvin beer, which I don't normally go for Melvin.
Oh, it was look at this Melvin getting all kinds of mentions.
It's a Melvin week.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Then Faction had their summer IPA. Had two of those.
Oh,
they were so good.
Wow. Two in one sitting?
Yep.
But the Faction has like the Pliny style bottles.
Yep.
It's a bigger bottle.
I know what I'm about.
All All right, man. I don't mean to dad you, but son, that's two bottles there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
You have to get up and work in the morning, don't you?
It's been a rough 4 days.
All right. Well,
I had a Unity from Zach's Brewing. I took home a crowler of that before they ran out. They ran out. Word has it they're getting some new hobby beers this week.
Oh, they're clearing out space.
Mm-hmm. I picked up some fresh haze from Deschutes. It was a label refresh.
Uh-huh.
And they had another beer.
Yeah, that one I'm interested in because I almost hit it. I was like, I'm going to wait till Matt tells
me. It's a little squeezy. It's yeah, juicy.
A little squeeze. A little squeezy.
And it
come
was
here,
good.
Little squeezy.
A little squeezy?
Oh, a little this squeezy. Rap come name? Here. Yeah.
It was just a yellow box, kind of same graphics as
I like Little Squeezy's first album. Haze.
Yeah. There you go.
His first album was fine, but the second album.
But it was good. It all took right. it to a pool party, and it was perfect.
All right. It's good to know. I might get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a little squeezy.
We cracked open an Urban Roots anniversary.
Man,
we had later roots. In. And then there was a collab beer from Alvarado and Other Half. You can find it at the MGAs. It's called Just Cool It.
Just Cool It.
Just Cool It.
Hey, everyone, just cool it.
It was an Italian-style New Zealand Pilsner.
What the
fuck? I'm sorry?
Yes. It says it on the can.
I get the Italian style right away.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Italian style New Zealand Pilsner.
Very red sauce,
it
basil.
Tasted, it was a dank Pilsner. It was the best way I could describe it. It was fan-frickin-tastic.
Wow. New Zealand.
Italian.
Then I had to hop them up.
Wow. Hop them up. That's hop them up, boys.
That's the quote-unquote triple IPA from... House of Pendragon and Full Circle.
Well, you didn't believe it was actually a triple? You're like, quote unquote, triple.
Well, they said triple, but it was a 10.2, and I was like, this is a double.
Hey, what? This is a double. Just so you know.
Hey, everybody, double.
Hey, everyone, that's a double.
You're drinking a double.
You're not drinking a, you're not a tough guy. That's just a double.
Weak. Well, I had one, and I felt all right.
You paid for one less. Then you bargain for. So you got three, you get two.
Yeah. Oh, well. Rough week.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, but it was nice. I was like, I'll have the stout. And my buddy was like, you want the collab, right? And I was like, yes, I want the collab.
That's right? What I said.
Yeah, bro, I'm only into collab beers right now, so duh. How many collabs you got on? How many collab handles do you have?
Can I get a collab flight?
Where's your collab flight? Where's your hard seltzer collabs? Where are we going to get hard seltzer companies collabing? Get those.
Wait, it's a new week. Are slushes still a thing?
Sure.
Okay, just checking.
There are if you want to be. Is Tioga Skoda going to have a slush for the SpongeBob event happening today, Friday?
Yep. Pineapple. Oh.
Ooh, ha, producer Becky guessed it. Because she's all, did they still have slush? Because we're talking about going Friday. Mm, might go there.
Boy.
Is your a SpongeBob fan?
I am. But my daughter's out of town, and she's a SpongeBob fan. She's going to miss it. But
she could have taken a photo at the Krusty Krab.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we're going to go, I think. And so what's the slush? What's the slush that's going to be on? What's your slushes you have on right now?
What's your slush?
I think it's going to be a pineapple sour slush.
Oh, not IPA based? Just sour based?
We're working that out.
Okay. I'm just trying to watch out for her. She doesn't want that. So take that out. Take out the, all of this, your slush, but take out the, but no IPA.
You'll just have to find out.
I'll order it
today.
Order it like my sandwiches. Where I'm like, you can leave off the onion, leave no lettuce.
Always add onion.
No.
Always have lettuce.
No, don't need all that. What do you buy a sandwich for? The meat. I want to taste all the meat. I don't want to taste crappy-ass lettuce. I want to taste onions.
Crappy.
Underdone onions. Just give me that meat.
Underdone? They're supposed to be raw.
It's supposed to be not anything. It's supposed to be gone. Should be around. They're only good for onion dip and powder. Making powder for onion dip. It's all the good
powdered onions is only real onion.
Yep. And onion rings from A&W.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Not so. Funyuns.
I saw one of those.
Funyuns are terrible.
In a Tascadero. An A&W. Yeah,
sure. There's a dual one in Los Baños.
Mm.
It has one of those KFC A&Ws.
So one in Clovis still exists? Wasn't there A&W Taco Bell or something like that?
Yeah, there might have been. Wow. There used to be one in Tulare. Like, it's, you know, old school. You know, A&W been there for many, many years. Had lunch there all the time with Reggie U 559.
Wow.
And I assume it's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. So sad. The Foster Freeze there on the Blackstone and Barstow, that was an A&W, right? I think it was.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a Rally's.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into some more old Fresno talk.
Perfect.
That's what everyone here listens the show for.
Visalia still has one, I believe.
They might.
Call and leave us voicemail. Do you have an A&W in your town?
Yeah.
What is a memorable experience?
What's your A&W situation like? Was that way all your bin cuts?
Yeah.
All right. Peter Brewer 87.
There were other beers in there, but, you know.
The Nick 80.
Hello.
That's him on the Untappd as well.
Sure.
Sure I am.
Sure.
Whatever.
Let's see. The only unique beer this week was the Scorpion Bowl IPA from Stone.
Oh, yeah. That's spicy. A little bit.
Spicy.
A little bit spicy.
That's very nice.
I like the Scorpion Bowl. It's always a little cheaper than everything else.
It is, which is rather weird. most modestly priced IPA.
I don't understand why, but it just is.
Yeah. That's probably what led me to it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, six pack for $8.99. Done.
Mm-hmm.
The rest was just cleaning up leftover 4th of July beers.
Yeah, your duty.
Yeah, a couple parabolas, 7/4/19 enjoy bys.
7/4/13?
Yeah, 4/13, bro.
You have any 13s laying around?
Oh, no, that's vintage. Nobody's got that.
Oh.
Nobody's got that.
I heard some nerds had that.
Some nerds. Nerds ogre?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, cleanup crew on old beer and then the Scorpion Bowl. I'm going to say that's all I had to do.
Oh, that's all the things
maybe I have a margarita to do. Here or there.
Oh, yeah. Well.
It was warm outside.
Was it Indy?
It was Indy.
All right, good.
Yeah.
You made it in your house?
Sure. Oh, no.
Super Indy.
I paid someone to make one for me. Huh.
I only pay for margaritas. Well, what did I do this week? You would think I'd be ready for that, but apparently not.
You know, that's how we do.
Nope. Beep, beep, beep,
that's
beep.
Why we have buffer music. Fill the gaps.
Buffer music. Where is Paul with the buffer music? The searching for things on your phone while the microphones are still recording. And normally you would edit this out.
It's a BoJack.
BoJack?
Oh, okay.
What's a BoJack?
BoJack Horseman.
BoJack Horseman.
Means something to somebody.
Generic 2000 song.
This is a generic 2000 song. I had a Tioga Square. Got a six-pack of Tioga Square General Sherman IPA.
Whoa, where'd you get that? That's a rare beer.
Ooh, rarer. In celebration of being able to drink Boulevard Brewing again.
Oh, yes.
I bought a Space Camper Cosmic IPA.
Wow.
A juicy IPA from Boulevard Brewing.
Are you going to lift the ban on all Duval-owned beers now then?
Sure.
Okay.
But it was only for Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
Because I wouldn't have been able to have Firestone if I Duval'd
I
at all.
See that.
The Boulevard got wise and... got rid of their social media person, so now we can drink Boulevard again.
Wow.
It is okay to drink. And it was a fine beer, the Space Camper. It's just white shelf sta- one of those a shelf stable juicy beer.
There you go.
Which are always like adequate.
Stability now.
Critical Band from Modern Times. That was good.
Nice.
The Dust Bowl's Cannel Surfer. It's a double IPA, which I don't think it used to be a double IPA. Seems like it was like a pale or something before, but whatever.
It's not ABV enough.
Dust Bowl can do whatever the hell they want. And that was all I've been caught drinking. Mm-hmm. Search for me, Mikey Top Pour, on Untap. Search for Nick, the Nick 80.
That's right.
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Have us as friends on the Untapped and all social media in general. And that's a lot of what happens during the week.
Zippity doo dah.
Zippity A. My oh my. What a wonderful.
Cheers. What a wonderful cheer.
Cheers. Cheers. That was gonna happen.
And the only thing left to do is cheers.
The crap out of poor Louie. Oh,
cheers.
I actually feel sorry for
Louie. No, you don't.
He's like, what happened?
Oh man, that's the phone I use for cheers music. It just fell on Louie.
He doesn't know what to do now.
Not expecting anything. He's like the ghost of Pete Coors.
He's like, Pete Coors.
What do we?
Nick is gonna want this.
I hear him, but I don't see him. Well, that was a record fridge
not
attempt.
Messing around, man. I see what I want.
Oof.
Cheers, and also cheers for this. I love the gold.
Beakers.
I love gold.
Matt, do you have some people to cheers?
Wow. Just make something up. Cheers, Louie.
There's only one thing that I want to make sure.
Moonraker.
Oh, no. I thought I would still be able. Let me pull this up real quick. This is for Captain Fwiffo.
You get that thing. Did you get that thing? That I sent you. Did you?
I just want to know. Just got to answer that one question for me.
Wow.
Well, isn't he? Is he listening to the back catalog and the new stuff at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Then you'll get that.
He is currently at 202 Captain Wiffo update.
All right.
Cheers.
So, cheers out to him. He caught me in a drunk promise time.
Oh, and, boy. Oh, good time to catch him. Hey, man. That.
And he was like, hey, can I get...
You're like, I said what? What did I say I was going to do?
I do who?
He's like, can I get one of those Pliny's? I was like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Oh, yeah, man, sounds great.
Yeah. So I
yeah, actually, I'm enjoying this. Thanks for asking.
Oh, it's a... it's a cardigan. Thanks.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. Going to Home Depot.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't think I'm going to have time to sit any Pliny's out tomorrow, man.
But he caught me. I have to apologize for everybody else. You know, we don't send out his beer as much as we could. But if you catch me on the right night and the right amount of double APAs deep, I might commit to sending you a beer. Oh, that needs to go that way?
Oh, what? You know, you can keep it down there, Nick.
Oh, did you get some already?
No, I got some.
Oh, I didn't know.
This beer is from another one from Wazoo Corvette. It is an Amarillo Peach Milkshake IPA. Gosh. Right up Nick's alley. It's from Moonraker.
I don't know how they made it taste like banana, but they fucked this one up.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
This is an all Nick beer podcast. We try to spend 2 hours annoying Nick with beer.
Perfect.
This is now the show.
It's all right. The
new podcast, we're rebranding the Perfect Pour as Annoy Nick.
As Don't Drink Beers put it, the grunge correcting era of hair metal is coming.
That was really good. Was that Don't Drink Beers? It seems like it was somebody else that commented on a Don't Drink Beers.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't know.
I may be wrong. But that was a damn good quote. It was like soon grunge is coming for us all. Yeah. The grunge beer, somebody, beer grunge is coming for us all.
Beer grunge.
You're going to end all your hair metal.
Yes. Haze is hair metal.
Yep. Haze is hair metal. And soon grunge, something of grunge in the beer scene will end in the haze.
Remember when I said that grapefruit beer is bad? It's not compared to this.
Oh, Moonraker. Try again.
What smells like raw sewage? That's me. I love it.
Well, worst beer of the show goes to this one.
Wow.
This milkshake.
You thought you couldn't get any lower. Wow. So wow. We've had, yeah.
Great.
All the way up is the seems to be the only.
I think yet Urban Roots wins.
Only good beer this week.
Wow.
It's not often we have like one good beer.
But. I have high standards, okay? So if you could just get on my level, that'd be great.
Wow.
Wow.
But is there more cheers to Nick or Matt? Did you have more cheers? Your
episode 312.
Oh. Wow.
There we go. We did it.
Wow.
Cheers out to David Renteria. I haven't heard from him in a while, but I did think of him when MGA posted a $120 bottle of Jack Daniels. So
damn,
I was like, this is David.
What was
there.
Special about that? It Jack
was
Daniels.
Something. It was honey and something. I don't know.
Whiskey.
But whiskey talk.
Apparently, if you collect rare Jack Daniels bottles, there's a whole market for it. So
apparently,
wow,
you could drop a
yeah,
not a deuce, but you could drop a couple of bills on that thing.
More don't upper deck the Jack Daniels.
All right, Nick.
I am sorry, my brain no work. So if I've cheersed this one already. Congratulations. You get two cheers in the
all
same
right.
year.
Double cheers.
Cheers out to Aaron_beer metal dude mm-hmm. for hitting 5,000 unique check-ins on Untapped.
What? Ooh. He did?
He is now Epic Level Badge Untapper.
He got 5,000 uniques?
5,000.
Even though they don't call it uniques anymore.
You've checked into 5,000 different beers, which is just epic, is how their
holy
badge says
crap.
It.
Well done, sir. That is metal.
That is metal. So cheers. Oh, yeah. Cheers to that.
All right.
That is my cheer. And cheers to also, I think I said it already, Captain Fwiffo. He's on, his back catalog is up to 202, yeah. But he's also listening to the current stuff as well.
All right. So he's up to date.
And he got to drive a Lotus.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
It's pronounced Lotai.
Lotis.
Mm.
It's pronounced Lotis.
Montuica.
I'd like to thank, and we all would like to thank the golden gods of the Perfect Pour. These are the guys and gals that give us money every week or every month.
They make it possible.
They make it all possible. Make the lights run safely.
Yep, we got the Christmas lights on today.
We had to spend a lot of money to have PG&E on that pole the other night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That was hefty, huh?
Yeah, good thing. We had that golden guy, Patreon money. Patreon.com/perfectpour, PATREON.com/perfectpour. That's where you can go and look at what the hell this is, this Patreon Golden God stuff. You become a Golden God, you give us $5 or more every month, and you get to hear the tailgate. You get the show a little bit early sometimes once in a while, and you get to be in within the Porum, which is our private Facebook group.
Oh, and it's good.
And oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's basically the only reason I go on Facebook at this point.
Wow. Okay.
Check what's going on in the Porum, and then you know see what my mom's up to, and then get off. But so thank you guys, appreciate it. It helps a whole lot. And also, cheers to the running perimeters. That's Scott. Cheers to Pete underscore on underscore a underscore bike. That's Peter Wilson. And Shotzi. To Grubsy. Shotzi and Grubsy. And Bugwort. And everybody that shares this on their own social media goes, hey, you guys, people that follow me, you should listen to the Perfect Board.
What?
Those people. And everybody that subscribes, download the show. If you haven't left a review for us on the Apple Podcasts, go ahead, you know, 5-star it and give some sort of review. Like, hey, the guys, you know, they forced me to do this. Here's my comment about the show, and goodbye. And Hazy's for life.
Hashtag Hazy's for life. Stop the haze.
Hashtag grunge is coming for Hazy's.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hashtag stout weather.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this, hanging out with us. I hope you have a fun week.
Yes.
And you're safe.
Uh-huh.
And unlike me,
you
check
what
dates.
Oh,
yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Please.
If you're living under this house, you're going to follow my
rules. Nobody in my house is going to drink old beer, old IPAs. Oh, come on, Dad. No! You can get the fuck out of this house then.
Old IPA bullshit.
No son of mine's going to drink.
You're going to wake up and regret it one day.
You're going to wake up and be on Reddit the next one.
Reddit?